Hello, happy fucking happy hour podcast.
Yeah. Fred wants to raise his glass, but he doesn't have fingers.
Jason Stewart, comedian extraordinaire, joins us for the very first time for the happy hour podcast.
I can't talk. I'm eating.
I know. I oversnacked you.
Do you think I should put some booze in this drink?
Please don't tell me you don't have booze. You're going to need it.
Oh, please. Put a little. Is that white wine?
Yes.
Just a little in with this.
Oh, God, you're so tacky. You're like my mom. Jim, one time we were out to dinner with my mom, the whole family, and the waiter comes and he goes, red or white? And she goes, both. Like this. And the waiter's like,
what?
In the same glass.
I'm poor, really? Brooklyn Jewish trash.
She was making her own rosé.
Right. Listen, you shut up. You called my mother a fucking whore this week because I had great teeth, but not because my mother was a fucking whore.
And so did that famous studio head at Sony called Kevin Hart a whore too.
That's right.
I am totally
Amy
like,
Pascal.
I know, is that political? But I am
no.
So,
but who cares?
Well, I am so overwhelmed by that their whole email system. I would like
first
to
of all, they really fucking hate Adam Sandler.
Yes.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah. They had this whole big, long thing about how embarrassed they were to be Adam Sandler's studio.
Oh, my God.
Thank God there's not an internal email system here at the Stephanie Miller Show, because most of them for the last 10 years from Jim is like, will you suck my dick? I'm like, maybe. Will you suck my dick? I don't know. Maybe. Okay.
But what would make somebody put that on an email at work? I guess because I've never had a job. But I just can't imagine writing things like that in an email. And I'm really not. I must be a very nice person.
You are.
That's all I have to say, because I can't imagine them saying things. And then they said, what are the films that Obama wants to watch? And they made only black films.
Oh, I know. The Butler and whatever. What did they say?
12 Years of Slaves.
But they abbreviated it to 12 Years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's so funny. And I'm a very big Scott Rudin fan. Dear. I love his films.
Oh, yeah.
He's such a brilliant producer. And I was just sort of shocked.
But I kind of heard he was an asshole behind the scenes.
I know. I played him once in a play.
Oh.
So a part that was sort of
he said Megan Ellison is a 28-year-old bipolar something.
Did he
crazy
really?
Person.
Yeah. Dear God, they are just fucked.
Right?
Not to mention every Sony employee's social security number is on the internet now.
Oh, really?
Oh, they got it there, too.
All sent emails we didn't mean to send. That's why God made a goddamn fucking draft folder. How many times will I learn? I'm like, I hit send.
Now, when it goes to the draft folder, does that mean it's in the draft folder and hasn't gone out
right.
yet?
Right.
Yeah.
And now they have stuff like that you have to do a complicated math problem before you hit send, so you can't like drunk email.
You know what I do is I always have something misspelled at the bottom of my email, so I can't do that. I do that purposely because I'm dyslexic.
Oh,
I know it's hard for me.
Jim start and Annie get your nug. Don't Jim get on mic.
And Stephanie's Les Dixick.
Exactly, I am Les Dixick. It's very sad. Don't make fun of it.
Are you dyslexic too?
I'm Les Dixick.
What means what? You can't be with lesbians?
No, she's only with lesbians.
I've decided I can't be gay all the time. I'm only gay on the weekends. It's too much.
Please, with someone going, oh, Bill Cosby's a somnosexist. He's a fucking rapist.
Allegedly.
Well,
I don't know.
He wanted to have sex with Janice Dickerson. I don't know how he can do that. I mean,
oh, come on.
And
Jason
Beverly Johnson
Stewart.
Now. That was the latest one.
Beverly Dickerson Johnson, and she Johnson? Came out too? He raped her?
He drugged her.
She wrote a big, long piece for Vanity Fair.
Why didn't somebody drug me and I can have a career? I swear to God, why can't something happen to me? One day, one night, so what? I wouldn't kill me if I had a series. I'm so serious. I am really so serious. I'm just tired of working hard and writing nice emails to people.
I am apparently the only person Bill Cosby did not offer a pill and a giant glass of wine to, and I clearly would have taken it.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
Got a roofie sitting on already.
Excuse me, Bill? Guys really believe that he did it then, I guess.
Yes, I do believe
it's hard
he did
to believe not with this many people.
Right.
It's almost a football team, right?
I mean, it's
more than a football team now. I think
but
it's like 20.
I don't get that. Do you get the sexual thing? I don't get the, because they always say rape is about power, but like if someone's not conscious, that's not even.
Well, that's a fetish.
What is, yeah, right.
Yeah, that's
what they're
fetish.
Saying. They're saying sex some mall something.
I don't know. I like someone to...
Sex something.
How do you say this? Respond?
Yeah.
Yes.
I just... So I was going
to... You must be really a fucking bobcat in the sack, Jason Stewart.
Oh, honestly,
I bet you people are screamers, right, that are with you.
Oh, I'm a
guys
screamer.
Are like, ah!
No, we don't.
Oh,
no,
I have a story for you. Hang
that
on. Voice,
that, when that voice goes too high, that's when I go, "Hunt, you got to leave." Yeah, I got. No, this is no.
You don't like the high voices.
You know, Bette Midler had all girl productions. I have right. no girl productions.
Right.
We don't want a girl there. I'm no sorry, screaming.
Who's Hunt? Yeah,
right. You have the most butch sex ever.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm yeah. a guy. I'm a man. I usually have a goatee.
Yeah.
And I usually have hair, but I shaved it off for my Matthew McConaughey audition. I'm putting it out in the world. I auditioned. I'm up for a Matthew McConaughey film.
McConaughey.
Whatever he wants to call
Listen,
himself.
Listen. McConaughey, girl.
Yeah, right. I'm up, and I would play a straight guy in it. I play a Southern guy. It was wow. really a fascinating part. I play a guy who is part black, and he doesn't know it. And he winds up, he's married to this woman.
Wow.
And they are trying to get him to divorce his wife, or else he's going to go to jail. They're both going to go to jail for marrying. It takes place in my part in 1948.
Oh, wow.
Do I look a little black?
So at some point, do you get to say, I tell you what?
Yeah.
No, I say, I'm not doing that. I'm not taking her off the list. I'm not doing that. I say something like that, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just
cool.
getting in character.
That's
getting in character.
That's Deliverance. Yeah.
Well, our
yeah.
fingers are crossed.
Yeah. Oh, it would be so
Anyway,
great.
Normally it's only Republicans that want to have sex with unconscious people. Remember that one guy, the Republicans?
Yeah.
He was like, I tripped, and the guy's dick was in my mouth. That has happened, right? But he was sleeping, and I didn't know. I tripped sure on the way to the bathroom, and
I'm sure there's a website about it.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Really? But what is that about?
I don't even understand.
Someone has to be unconscious?
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand.
Well,
what did you say? Oh, nothing. Okay.
What?
Yeah. Well, most fetishes.
Don't move.
You can't even call me daddy. Nothing. Just
yeah.
what?
Oh, yeah, most fetishes, people who don't have that fetish, it's like, well, I don't
Jim, you're a married guy. Isn't that the thing guys hate most when women don't move, when they don't do anything during sex?
Oh, yeah. That's great. Do it, daddy. Yeah.
Do it, That's daddy.
You call your wife daddy?
No.
Janice calls you daddy?
No.
Daddy. Whenever I hear that, you know, I think about Joey Heatherton. Daddy. And Where Love Is Gone with Betty Davis and Susan Hayward. It was that great movie. And Joey Heatherton has brown hair. And Joey, daddy. Daddy, I didn't mean to stab him.
Oh, jeez.
You know, it's all about Lana Turner. Anyway, I don't know where I'm going with this.
All right. I don't know either.
Right.
I don't Listen, my father's right behind us on the wall, so I don't know.
Daddy.
I'm just sort of handsome, but I like Goldwater better.
Thank you. All right. Well, whatever. Listen. Excuse me, Jason Stewart. Neither of them are gay, so stop picking which one.
I'm not so sure about Barry.
Are they both dead? Forgive me.
They are both dead. Yeah. Oh, for God's sakes, Jason Stewart. You are.
I had a drink, and now all of a sudden it's affecting me.
All right. We have learned already in this Happy Hour podcast that Jason Stewart is a screamer.
It's more of a yeller and a growl.
Really? Mm. All right, interesting. Well, the headline is, Proud British Lady Says No Court Can Stop Her Illegal Sex Screams Despite Receiving a Court Order. That's fucking loud. Well, that's
wow.
Loud. I'm loud. I'm a yeller.
Are you?
Yeah, it was good. I'm like, wow! Doggy!
You do not.
I'm like, yes, really? I do. So, like, riding the bull of Achilles.
You're Slim Pickens riding the A-bomb.
Yes!
Yes, right.
She hasn't seen Dr. Strangelove, so she has no idea what that referred to.
I know what he means.
Before he puts your mask on. Right.
Yeah. I know what he means.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Despite I've never received a court order, jail time, and at least 30 visits from police, but a British woman has, and she refuses to silence the criminally noisy bone sessions that her neighbors have described as unnatural and murder.
Murder?
She said, as far as murder.
Or was it murder?
Murder. She said, as far as I'm concerned, that's what you should be doing. Just relax. Go with the flow. Yeah.
She's a pothead.
No, she's not. She I'm was sure struck with a ASBO. It's a controversial civil order in Britain that turns various antisocial behaviors into criminal offenses. In this case, fucking really, really loud.
Oh God, they must have so much time in Britain.
Right?
I mean, this is what
now talking. She's the subject walls. Of a documentary.
She gets a show. See? Everybody gets
That's
a
what
show.
You gotta do. You gotta be a screamer.
Well, he is, obviously.
Well, no, he's a growler.
Screamer. Rah. You're nothing but a screamer. All right. Jim, what about you? What about Janiqua? Give us some dirt.
Who's Janiqua?
His wife. No, his wife is Janice.
Janice.
Oh. We just make up different names.
Oh,
she enjoys it.
I'm sure she enjoys you talking about it.
Yeah,
on the show.
I can tell you're good. Jim Ward is endowed, and he's got great hands.
Stop it.
I'm just saying. Are you loud? No.
Can you hear my?
Are you like a little mouse? Are you just?
I'm not loud.
What does it sound like? Like a turtle? Like that turtle? It
sounds
sex?
Like Bashar Assad.
Snip. Snip.
Yes, I sound like Bashar al-Assad.
Snip. I'm done. Snip. Is that it?
Is that
really?
Something from Homeland?
He's the prime minister of Syria.
I know. I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Prime minister or
president.
And he, has a little voice like this. It's a very, very delicate sort of voice.
You're married? Are you a married person?
I want to.
I have a partner.
I wanted to be a tailor.
He lives in San Francisco.
Oh, so it's not real. Okay.
Oh! That's what they say. It's not real till you pay the light bill.
Yeah, it is. Just saying.
All right.
All right. You will.
You've met him.
He's awesome.
So I broke up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait,
let's talk about Jason's story.
Yeah.
This is very important. I broke up with a guy.
Listen, Jim, I have some titty stories for you and I later. Go ahead.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, all right. That was uncomfortable.
Jim, titty. I just want to keep Jim awake. Titty, titty, titty.
Okay.
Titty Roosevelt.
In a chair. Oh, he wasn't in the chair. It was the other guy. Okay.
Franklin Roosevelt was in the chair.
Sorry, right. Drink is really
yesterday.
I don't know what chair you meant. Sex swing? Oh, wheelchair.
Wheelchair,
okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
I saw the Franklins. I know what went on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was dating this guy, and I'm not going to tell you his name.
Come on. Give him some more wine. What am I putting wine in? Cranberry juice? Yeah, that's really tacky.
Why is it cut?
That's real cranberry juice. Have you ever had real? Well, it's yours.
Why isn't there vodka in it?
His name was Andy. Okay, you got it out.
All right.
And he was very nice, but he told me that he reminded me, I reminded him too much of his ex. And he told me all the things I wanted to hear and everything I wanted to hear. And he broke up with me because it was too painful for him. So now I realized what the threat is in every one of my relationships.
Uh-huh.
It's me. I should not be involved.
Right. If you weren't involved, it would go better.
It
would
have gone
much
better. Yeah.
Me too.
So I cannot be involved. So if anybody wants to date me, you have to pick me. I can't pick you. I have to pretend to be someone else when I'm there. And it's sad. It's just sad. I need to find somebody. I do before I turn that age.
What age are we talking
about? I don't know. I can't say it out loud. It makes me throw up in my mouth.
You just said Andy.
Does it have a 5 in it?
No.
Oh.
God, you're mean. The gays are so mean.
Gays are so catty.
It's like snapping turtles, you know? Right? Like, even the straight guy's not even paying attention to what I'm saying.
No,
at least
the gay guy's looking at straight porn. Are you kidding?
No, he's looking at Nicole Kidman. Is that Nicole Kidman?
Nicole Kidman biting her tongue.
It looks like Renee Zellweger.
Oh,
I'm Zellweger. This is me right here.
He is the
That's my opening line of my act now.
Here we're trying to counteract the gay rays. Jim is the straightest straight I've ever met. He is just all about the pussy. No trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah.
And you actually say that word in front of other people?
Pussy?
In front of my cats. Yes,
oh,
God.
They don't mind.
No, it is really hard to find somebody. It is hard to find somebody that has a job and a car and they don't live in it.
Yes. Oh, listen. I hear you.
And I want them to speak English just most of the time.
Right.
And no prison. One of the loves of my life, he was in prison just for a short time.
Wow.
Well, for what?
Delivering drugs. But he didn't do them. He just delivered them.
Oh.
He was a courier. That's okay.
Yes, he was a courier. And yes. It was before cell phones. It was a long time ago. Oh, there's a dog.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought. Can everybody hear everything that's in my head?
Yeah.
What's that, Max? You found Andy, his old lover?
What? In a well?
I liked Andy a well. Lot. He was a shrink, too, so which is nice. So whenever there was a problem, he could really talk to me.
Aww.
Significant shrinkage.
By the way, what I've noticed is Jason Stewart has not said cunt or any other swear word once. What is wrong with you?
I did say fuck. I said fuck.
Thanks.
Yeah,
thank
he says
you.
Fuck.
Right. I see you're actually pushing the swear words.
I am.
Yes.
I said fuck. What the fuck?
Fuck, Jason.
What is that? Dear God, is that a vagina? I don't like.
When did you last see one?
I think it was 1983.
Really?
Oh, and no, I'm sorry. I saw one recently on the internet.
Okay, but when did you see one? When
there
did you know you were gay?
A video of a woman giving birth to a car. I knew I was gay. It happened Thursday.
Oh, really?
There was
oh, my
a big
God.
Meeting
I'm so happy we booked you now.
Yeah, it was a big meeting at Elton John's house.
Uh-huh.
And they picked me. And then when he's not there, I hear Ellen takes over. And she does a little dance like a black man in the 60s. sorry, I didn't mean to say that. No, I love Ellen. She never asked me to be on the show, and I opened for her years ago. But who cares? It doesn't matter. She's got a short haircut.
Doesn't matter now. Doesn't matter.
Line up. Come on, Portia. We're cutting hair. I mean,
what does that mean, Jason?
I don't know, but you ever see these lesbians, what? And all of a sudden they have girlfriends, and they have this little hairdo, and then all of a sudden they're with each other a couple of years, and chop, chop, chop. You know, you can tell you're single.
Almost cut my hair. Yeah.
Line up.
Today.
It's time for haircuts. Everyone move. Come on.
Bill Maher is mean. He said the first lesbian couple who's married, he's like, it looks like an ad for what's the hair show?
Dinosaur Lesbian Golf Tournament?
No, the hair cutting place.
Hair cutting for men?
Supercuts.
Fantastic Sam's?
Supercuts. He said it looks like an ad for Supercuts. Wrong.
You just said Bill Maher is mean. Has anybody ever said he was nice?
Yeah, he's not known
he's brilliant,
for his
but
warmth.
He's not nice. Yeah,
yeah.
He's a brilliant comic.
He was just saying if you're trying to sell a new concept, pick the pretty ones. This looks like an ad for Supercuts.
Not for the lesbians. They are much open to all different kinds of things.
Right.
And why wouldn't we be? And once you hit 40, you become more even popular. You do. It's the other way for the straight guys. You know, it's like, oh God, you know, they want the older, right. The older guys want the younger girls.
Right. So Jason, when is the last time you've seen pussy in person?
Oh God. I think it was 1983.
Really?
It was
what did it look like?
It was like a gaping hole in some girl's body.
Right.
With teeth.
And were you, did you know you were gay yet or?
Oh, of course.
Being gay
was like a job. Being straight for me when I was a kid was like a job. I had to like work at it to try to be straight. I had a girlfriend for 5 years.
Right.
Her name was Lisa Beanie.
Did you see her from Lisa's vagina?
Oh yeah. I went in.
You went in?
I went down south once. I had a hat and a flashlight and I got lost and I still have that taste in my mouth. I can't get it out.
Yeah. It was like it's minors. It's that minors disease.
Uh huh.
But it was.
You didn't even send the canary in first?
No. I went down there. I just jumped. I was 19. I was a kid. Yeah. I went in there. I went, oh, and I got it. And, 5 years.
Wait, you mean head or you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Don't even say it out loud. Yeah. It makes me so nervous.
Oh, no. He did it. And then he got a yeast infection. And he grew like a loaf of Wonder Bread in his beard. It's a whole thing.
Did you really?
I got a yeast infection.
From a woman?
From a woman. From going down on her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I wonder you're both gay.
I know. I
do you remember the morning that Chris said to us like something about the hole in the clitoris? Yes. There's no hole in the clitoris. No hole. What the fuck are you looking for?
If I saw a vagina now, I don't even think I would know that it was that. If I saw it in a picture really close up, I think maybe it was some sort of something from American Horror Story.
Listen, I understand.
Maybe it was the bottom.
Like, it's not like balls are attractive. Yes, they can look really hot.
Yeah, if they're shaved and nicely and done properly. Yes, they can.
If they're groomed.
Yes, they can. Yeah. I mean, come on. A vagina is a weird looking thing.
It is.
It looks like the stump on,
Jimmy, your thoughts on vagina?
Jessica Lange's leg that was cut off of American
Horror
Story.
Right. What's an American Horror Story?
When she was doing a German snuff film.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't watch the show, apparently.
Only Chris's rendition.
Oh, no, that was last season.
No, it's this season she's the...
Well, yeah, this season she's the amputee.
And I'm not going to do... this is the weirdest
season. Great, I'm going to have to see it now.
Thanks.
You really should. And I think that Kathy Bates turns out to be a lesbian.
Well, she's the bearded lady.
Yeah, but she wasn't... She has
Doesn't
a son.
She play a lesbian in every film?
No.
Kathy Bates?
Just several of them, but not in this film.
Okay.
She just has a lesbian haircut. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, and a weird Baltimore accent.
Oh, I love that.
Do you?
Oh, I thought it was great. But her son didn't have one, which is really strange. But he had lobster hangs.
He has lobster hangs.
And all the women
Jason,
liked
let's go back to vagina. So now, something like Jim obsessed. And I can also You're participate
obsessed.
In.
You're obsessed.
Well, so, okay.
Let me just say, I'm not a vagina person.
No, but when did you were, this is your high school or college?
I was with this girl from the time I was 16 until I was 21.
Okay.
My name was Lisa Beanie, and she wound up being a doctor.
And were you good at sex?
No. Getting it up was like, oh, God, it was like it was so difficult.
It was a job, you said.
Yeah, it was hard. Yeah. It was easier with her than it
but
was
But how did you even figure out a technique for oral sex, exactly?
Were
you
just, technique? What were you thinking I was of? Just trying to go down there and, not, and survive.
Yeah, that's the way it was for me, too.
You have to realize it was a different time. People didn't talk like this.
Right.
It was the 1920s.
Right.
22 Skidoo.
Yeah.
That's a cat's pajamas.
Yeah. And Clara Bow was there. And she was watching us.
No, she was not.
She was watching
us. She had to do a tourniquet. You're like, oh, that's wrong. Whatever you did is wrong.
A what?
Because a tourniquet. Huh? Clara Barton had to do a tourniquet.
Clara Bow.
Clara Bow.
We're all drunk.
I said Clara Barton is a... She was an old nurse in the... Florence Nightingale. Clara Barton
But he said Clara Bow.
All right, whatever. Go ahead.
So I have vagina friends. I like vagina people. I just don't want to be in the vagina. Mm-hmm. I'm vagina free.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I was in a giant vagina, I think I was coming out of it.
You're coming out of it.
Good night, everybody. No, I just, you're asking like it was like thought out. I was just so trying to be straight. It was like,
where do you grow up?
I grew up in the Fairfax area with all the Jews.
Fairfax?
Yeah, with all the Jews.
All right.
Well, yes.
You said
many of them are in the valley too.
You told your mom you were coming on this, which she couldn't have been prouder, I'm sure.
Yeah, she said, Stephanie Miller, I know that name. Is she Jewish?
I am not a Jew.
I said, no, but she had her own show. She says, I remember. She said she had dark hair and she yelled a lot.
Yes. Fuck her. Anyway.
And then she'd say, well, fuck you. How many times have you been married? My mother's been married 4 times.
How many times have you eaten at Cantor's?
Oh, my God. I used to go there during school. I used to go there during one of my classes with Quicko. He was my history teacher. He was this really mama's boy. And I'd go over to him and I'd walk into class and say, Quicko, I need a pass. I need to go to Cantor's for breakfast. Because that's where I went for second period. Because I went to school at a certain time. I went to school in the 70s. And, of course,
Fairfax?
Fairfax High. Uh-huh. I graduated there. And I basically... I wore a tie-dye shirt, danced in a circle, and they gave me a diploma. I mean, it was just, you know, nobody cared. And I would say, I would go to him, Preko, I'm going in there. I'm going over to Cantor's. I'm going to get, you know, breakfast. He said, no, you're not. You're going to the library. Here's a library pass. I said, no, that's what I want. We'd fight there in the class, and then he'd give me the pass to the library. We'd all go over to Cantor's and have breakfast. That's how I learned history.
Wow. Wait, let's talk about your mother. Was married how many times? Four times?
Two she married, two she killed.
And everyone was an Henry, never a Willie or a Sam. I'm a right
old
man.
My mother just loved to get married. She loved guys. She still does. We went to a gay wedding a week ago in Palm Springs Saturday, and my mom said, it's a gay wedding. Okay, I'm okay with that. I said, but who am I going to meet? Why am I going? I said, Mom, you're 77. You know, God. You know, she went with her snap-on ponytail, her cha-cha heels, and her plastic earrings, and she was there. A push-up bra, you know. Your tits are going, I wonder how we got up here, you know.
Your mom sounds exactly like I would expect.
Oh, yeah, she's hysterical. Absolutely hysterical. She complains so much that I think she's getting a commission. I think she is. Somebody must be paying her a couple dollars every time she says something hurts. Because she wouldn't be doing it so much. I said, Ma, I can't talk about this anymore. All right, let's talk about you. But this is what happened.
Does she want you to get gay married?
Oh, she wants me to. She doesn't care who I marry at this point. Just find someone because I can't take it.
Right.
But she loves all my boyfriends. She's always loved them. She's always flirted with them and touched them inappropriately.
I love your mother.
Oh, good. Because my Orthodox
sister. She rubbed one out with her fake ponytail.
Oh, yeah. She takes it off.
Yeah. Why not, Jim?
We're at a Chinese restaurant. Ah, this is uncomfortable.
let me rub your one off of your boyfriend with my big ponytail.
What? I'll tell you one little funny story. So my dad, God bless him, passed away 3 years ago. So my mother first, you know, comes to the funeral. She's standing there as they're lowering my father into the ground. I'm not kidding. She goes, oh my God, the rabbi's so cute.
Oh my.
And he helps her out of he helps her, you know, to throw the dirt. She goes, are you single? I swear to God.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
See? I know. I thought that was wonderful. My sister was ready to kill herself. She almost took her wig off.
When you die.
Orthodox Jew.
When you get sucked.
She looks like she walked off the set of Yentl. Every time I see her, I go, Papa, can you hear me?
Papa, can you hear me? Wow. When you die, you get laid in the coffin, but your mom would have laid the.
She never had a nice word to say about my father until he died.
Oh.
And then she told me that they would talk on the phone and have sex talks.
Your mother had phone sex
with my father, probably the last 10 years of his life.
Oh
wow!
I don't know.
Awesome. That is awesome. What does phone sex sound like, Jewish at that age?
Ugh. Are you going to get up? I'm not going to get up. Who wants to do it? I don't.
It's like Sid and Sadie before Sid killed her, right?
Who's Sid and Sadie?
What would that sound like?
Sid and Sadie Fleggelman.
What would that sound like?
God.
Hey, Sadie.
Sadie. It's me in the coffin. You want some?
I'm here, darling. What
I
do you need?
Play ring
that
toss.
Wasn't my fist.
I want to play ring. I want to play ring toss in your bagel.
Oh my God! It's so dirty here. Someone clean up. There's weeds growing in. It's a mess. I can't live here. I cannot live here, Sid. Get me out. Get me out. They need to do a Jewish American Horror Story. They really
yes.
do. Could
a
you
Jewish
imagine?
Jewish American Horror Story.
Yes.
I found out my schwanz is made of pork.
All right, listen, we have to cover some real news because, Jim, you know, you have some conspiracy stuff, some of the U.S. government shit that is fucking holding us down, right?
Yep.
What pussy cock? What's the other word I'm supposed to use?
Cunt.
Is this not nanny state gone? Fucking muck, Chris.
Yes.
The U.S. government wants to keep you from wearing Comfy Balls boxers. The regrettably named Norwegian underwear brand Comfy Balls was all set to make its big debut in the U.S. when it was shut down by the country's patent and trademark office.
Yep.
It was just the trademark on Comfy Balls, they ruled, was too vulgar for Americans to obsess.
But.
To accept.
Why is the government getting involved with the names of products?
Kim Kardashian's oily ass, fine. Comfy Balls underwear.
Oh, let's not talk about her, please. I cannot talk about her. I can't have her in my life.
Why? She said her pregnancy weight was God smiting her. You don't believe that?
I think that she is the devil incarnate.
She's a horrible person.
Is she?
I think so.
I think just her persona, the whole thing, her and Kanye West and Steph,
North.
And north, south.
Northwest.
And every time she lies, her ass gets bigger.
I don't know. Just the fact that we're actually talking about her when there's so much more to talk about. Right.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to inject her in the story about comfy balls. You're the one that injected her.
I do like balls.
Do you like them comfy?
American authorities. American authorities banned it from operating under that name, saying in the context of the applicant's goods, comfy balls only means one thing, that a man's testicles or balls will be comfortable.
What's wrong with that?
This mark does not create a double entendre or an idiomatic expression. When used in this way, the word balls has an offensive meaning.
Why would it want to be uncomfortable? I mean,
would you like the fun facts about why it's comfortable? What makes
I'd like
comfy
to look
balls?
At Chris's balls and discuss that.
Well, here's what makes comfy balls so comfy. According to the company, the fist-sized crotch protrusion you see on the pair isn't just for looks.
Just a fist?
It is the pinnacle of testicular technology.
Cotton wadding.
So it lifts but doesn't separate.
But what if yours are a little big? How do you...
Package front, trademark, is designed to keep your equipment in place while being lifted away from the inside of your thighs, preventing unnecessary heating of your balls. Extremely curved panels combined with innovative use of elastic fabric lift the user experience to a new level. Citing a successful trademark on brands like Nice Balls and I Love My Balls, Comfy Balls founder said that he hopes that they will review his application.
I'd like to do the commercial.
Hi, I'm Jason Stewart for Comfy Balls.
Yes. My balls are so goddamn comfortable right now. And I'm on the Stephanie Miller shows, and I'm supposed to say cunt, but I couldn't figure out how to get it into the
there
balls.
There you go. Yes.
I don't think I've ever said that word that many times.
I can't hear you. I have an ear infection.
What? What?
Because I remember being on your other show and how we had to be so careful. I was frightened.
That's not this show.
No.
I thought, there's no place like home. There's no place like home. Where's that witch Dorothy you need her? Judy. Liza. Great. I'm stepping out.
Hey. Jim. Mm-hmm. Titty.
Bang,
oh.
Bang.
Awesome. Scarlett Johansson, who's hot.
I love her. Yeah, she's a very good
actress. Thinks breastfeeding is the best way to get back in shape after giving birth.
Really? Well, it's hard to talk to my mother. She hated it.
It'd be the best way for Jim and I. We could both motorboat her simultaneously.
I'm all for that.
Oh, my God. How does she... What's her reason?
Yeah,
she
why
said,
is this...
it's the best way to get back in shape. I do the whole bit. I'm nursing, and I love it. I guess it's very...
Did she have a baby?
Yes.
She did.
Is it hers?
It is hers.
Yes, it is hers. Jason, what?
Are most people, those the celebrities, they don't have their own children. They pay other people to do it.
Right.
Yep, it's hers.
Yeah.
Who said that?
And I'm the father. I just want to believe
you. You are not ScarJo's father.
Then I woke up.
Congratulations.
She was actually married to, Ryan Reynolds.
She was.
Yeah. I can't imagine letting that go.
Oh, Scarlett Johansson.
I don't think he should be an actor. He should be porn. Or he should be at my house tied to a chair, naked, crying.
What?
Alanis Morissette let him go.
Did she?
That's who, that's what You Ought to Know is written about.
Oh, really?
I thought it was Dave Coulier.
I thought it was Dave Coulier. What? Yes, it's Dave Coulier.
It is not Dave Coulier.
It is Dave Coulier.
It really is Dave Coulier.
You know straight lore.
Yeah, it is Dave Coulier.
I don't know!
Yeah. Go down on you in a theater.
Is it really
it's
Dave
about,
Coulier?
It's about Dave
from
Coulier.
From Full House?
Yes.
Yep. She went down to Dave Coulier in a theater.
I still can't get, who cares
what
about
the voice
theater?
He was doing while she was doing that.
I mean, was it the fat Dave Coulier or the thinner one?
It was the before Full House Dave Coulier.
Really?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah?
I don't know. He should have talked about it because it could have really helped his career.
Yeah.
That was
didn't know.
He didn't know that he wrote the song?
He didn't know that she wrote.
Because you ought to know, but he didn't know.
Right.
Look at that wine
sticking
out. I
feel like Lucille Ball in Yours, Mine, and Ours. Anyway. I just wanted you to like me. He knows what I'm talking about.
Yes, Lucille Ball in Yours, Mine, and Ours.
You are
old Lucy.
We need to discuss certain things in a conversation where you can't be involved. Because, Chris and I have a connection.
Yeah.
Right. I really feel attracted to you at this moment.
Thank you.
All right, Jim.
And whatever that fake boyfriend you have in San Francisco that you had that actor play so Stephanie would think you're with somebody.
Boys.
He is adorable, I have to say.
All right. Jim and I need to get back to Titty. Listen.
Lord.
I feel like this is a competition. You drew a line down the...
It is.
Right, like in that episode of I Love Lucy. Yes. You just drew a line right down the table.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
you really did. And you threw the gauntlet.
Yeah.
This is NBC or
CBS. When you brought up a China NBC. Jim NBC. And I are like, yes. And you're like,
ew.
Okay, bring something up that has to do with whatever you want.
With tits or pussy or whatever.
These are really too... This is too spicy.
The sriracha rice crackers?
Oh, I apologize.
Can the straight person get me some cheese?
The kung pao pretzels are really...
I love straight people. Just don't get me wrong.
Our Nature Box snacks are delightful. Naturebox.com/Stephanie
These were the... Oh, yes, they were really great. They're a little spicy for me, just because I'm Jewish and we're not allowed. This is Guatemala flavor. That's my housekeeper. I wonder if it tastes like her.
It's guacamole. Guacamole not bites Guatemala. Are good.
I'm dyslexic.
What the fuck, Jim? Fill in the blank here. Blank man.
Florida man.
Florida man. It's always Florida, right? Mm. Right, Jim?
Oh, it's always Florida. Yeah.
What the fuck with Florida?
Fucking Florida.
Florida man takes mushrooms, claims he's God, pees on carpet.
As you do when you're God.
As you're
when you're God, you can pee anywhere.
But if he's dyslexic, he thought he was a dog, and peeing on the carpet is normal.
And God is human.
Well, when God pees, it's rain, isn't it?
I hope not. That
is
really
it raining, mommy? No, that's just God urinating.
Yeah. God is urinating.
God's pissing on your head.
God's giving you a golden shower, honey.
There you go.
He's weird that way.
A man accused of spitting in the face of emergency workers was unable to avoid a trip to jail despite identifying himself as God.
If you say so.
He took some mushrooms, wanted to fight another man. He said the man urinated on the floor and was tearing up his apartment. The officer told him he'd go to jail if he spit in the officer's face again. He spit in the officer's face again.
Oh, so he's going to jail.
And also punched him several times.
Oh.
When a rescue worker asked his name, he said God, and then spit in the other rescue worker's face. Because he's a man from Florida, and that's...
Have you ever seen The Little Thing on the Internet where they show you they cut off Florida from the whole union? It's
It floats away.
Yeah. You and I know everything.
That's well, that was a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, he sawed off Florida and it floated away.
I don't know what the fuck is going on in Florida, but whatever it is, they need to stop it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, do you mean this story? Florida man arrested after masturbating outside because his mother wouldn't let him watch porn inside.
Sure.
I hate that. Right?
Okay. Where did he masturbate?
Outside.
In the front yard.
Just in Florida, in general.
Mom! I didn't wake up in the basement.
Just on the porch, you know, in a lawn chair.
Something, right?
Well, he wanted people to see him, right? According to the story.
Yes.
Oh!
A Stewart man was arrested on exposure.
A Stewart man.
Ah.
Must be part of my clan.
On exposure of sexual organs charge after he was seen masturbating in his yard. He
front
told police's mother would not let him watch porn in the house, so instead he went outside nude and walked around hoping someone would see him.
Oh, my God.
And they did.
The cops did.
Was there a photograph?
No, there wasn't a photograph with that photo or with that story.
That seems unfair. I don't think it seems like bad reporting because the story is about him walking outside.
Yeah, it's that old, my mom, let me just inside.
Or just like, seeing the walk or
just
something.
Just that is worth it, right?
Could you look it up?
But usually it's the people walking around in their yards. They're the people that you really rather not see.
It's always that way. You go to the gym, the guy that's walking around, he's always the one going, oh my God, the balls are like trailing on the ground.
Jim, don't you think it's a version
of wanky
mother
dandy.
Like hitting the tennis racket on the pillow, except with your dick. Like, mother, why did you do
why this? Why did you do this to me? No, we don't do that with our penis. No, that's can you imagine hitting it on the thing? No, that would hurt.
Well,
you know.
Just saying, he had some mommy issues.
Oh, definitely.
Yes. Okay. A little bit.
Right?
A little bit.
Yeah, a little enthusiasm for the masturbation.
So much enthusiasm. Enthusiasm.
I know that voice.
It's Robert De Niro. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Right? Isn't he? He's awesome.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara Streisand did a film with Robert De Niro. Just saying.
What film?
God, you are so gay.
What
seriously?
Film?
Meet the Fockers.
That's right.
Right? Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Well,
you are correct.
Ask me a question. I know the answer.
Ask you a question about Barbara Streisand, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's really sad.
She was too old.
But I also know
she was
about...
too old to do Yentl.
No, she was not.
Uh-oh.
Right.
Damn it. Get out. Get out. You can't be on this show anymore.
She was completely Yentl, I must say.
Chris,
yes,
she's fired.
I've never seen Yentl, so.
What?
Oh, my God, you're fired.
I've never seen Yentl.
Totally.
Why?
You're not really gay, then.
All right. Okay, we have a date. My house.
I've never seen Yentl.
My TV's in my bedroom. It's unfortunate, but that's where it is. You have to come over. We all wear shorts.
Jim, I don't know what's happening in this podcast, but I think this might be the one where I suck your dick. Because these two are splitting off. You know how people in parties, they split off?
She is very competitive, isn't
she? Yeah, she is.
A moment happens that it's not lesbianic.
You've been hitting on him the whole fucking
podcast.
Not
hitting. I find him charming.
You know what? You've force me into sucking Jim's dick.
All right. Here we go. No, I can't. I can't get involved with straight people in that sexual way. I can't. Because they, you know, I don't want to. No, right. We're not recruiters.
Stop hitting on Chris.
I'm not hitting on him. I'm just talking to him.
All like, right. Fine. Oh, well, whatever.
Sorry.
No. We got Barbara Streisand.
Stop
you
talking
don't.
With your mouth full.
Mm. Jim, what's your dick doing right now? Is it busy?
Could be. I may figure it out at some point.
All right. I have one more Florida story. Florida man
Florida
says.
Again.
Pardon me?
Again with the Florida.
Again with the Florida.
Yeah, says he wants to marry his porn-filled Apple computer.
He wants to marry his computer.
Yes, a Florida gay marriage case.
Oh, it's like he's trying
he's just trying to fuck with him.
Prove a point.
But he's a dick smack. He's elbowing in to make his own point. Chris Servier. Mm. He filed a motion to intervene on the Florida marriage case on behalf of other minority sexual orientation groups because he thinks he's clever. He says if gay couples have the right to marry their object of sexual desire, even if they lack corresponding sexual parts, then I should have the right to marry my preferred sexual object, which is my porn-filled Apple computer.
The only problem is the computer can't consent. That's the only...
Mm. Yeah, there's
you can
that.
Put in an application that says, I do.
And if your computer's younger than 18, then you're...
No.
Oh, yeah, that would be wrong.
Yeah.
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 And by then, the
although
computers
in some
don't...
states.
Yeah.
In West Virginia, you got 16.
Yeah, maybe 14 someplace in Arkansas or Alabama, one of the eight states. Yeah. But I think we should allow them to do it.
Your computer's got a real pretty mouth.
He said, over time, I began preferring sex with my computer over sex with real women. Naturally, I fell in love with my computer and preferred having sex with it all over all other persons or things as a result of classic conditioning upon orgasm.
Sad.
He's really thought this through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could agree.
He is obviously trying to punk the legal system because he doesn't agree with gay marriage. As he says in the filing, sexual orientation never existed until President Obama came along to advance his social agenda to make America a gay nation.
I get it now.
You remember when he gave his whole speech about making America a gay nation?
That's when I turned gay. I'm sorry, I take it back. It was.
It's when President Obama told you.
Exactly, because he's like a gay person. Somebody said that. Who else said that he was gay? Oh, somebody else.
Oh, there were.
Oh, like everyone on the right?
Yeah.
Rumors, about that during the first campaign.
Yes, you're on the mic.
On the mic.
I'm trying to be on the mic.
Okay. Right.
I can't tell if it's on.
It's on.
It's on. You're very heard.
Now it's on.
You're very heard. You remind me of those kids that I mentor a lot of kids, and they always call me on the phone. They're all usually in their 20s or late teens, and they call me, hey, what's up? That's what he says to me. Hey, what's up? You called me. Why do I have to take responsibility for this?
Well, what's up? I don't know what's up.
But they all do it. They all come from different walks of life, girls, boys, straight, gay, black, white, Middle Eastern, I have them all. And they all say to me, what's up? And this is a new thing.
The opposite of down?
This is my new web series. It's called Mentor. It's very much like Louis C.K. meets Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Alexandra Paul's in it.
Alexandra Paul from Baywatch is in it.
That's right. I've interviewed her. By the way, you slipped this in on me without even telling me you were pretty. I'm pretty. And I didn't even care. No lube, nothing. And you just slipped this.
That's right. He's deft.
That you're pretty?
He's deft. No, you just slipped in your plug.
Oh, I did. Good. Well, because
it's perfect. Go ahead.
Because it seems like a free for all here, I'm very much in a serious tone. I'm very much a promoter of paying it forward and mentoring. And I did a project that I wanted to do. I directed it.
Mm-hmm.
I co-wrote it. I co-produced it, and I acted in it. And my best friend is Alexandra Paul. And if you guys know her, she's the nicest person that
she
ever
is.
Met. And she's.
I wanted to hate her because she's gorgeous. Was on Baywatch.
Eco-friendly.
But you can't hate her. Can't. She's so great.
We feed the homeless tonight. That's what we do.
That's God's sakes,
yeah,
really?
I know. She has an electric car. She had one before anybody else. She lives in Malibu, but she can never get to my house because the extension cord wouldn't reach. And now she drives for that one because you can. And she's great. She plays the meanest version of herself on it. But this guy Paul Elia, who's on, is this young guy. He's very sweet. He looks like sort of a young Al Pacino kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he is so terrific. And I met him around 3 years ago, and he said, "I want to do something with you." And I thought he was hitting on me because he was so charming. And I thought, you're too young for me. And I was thinking,
right.
Maybe for a weekend. And what happened was basically he told me he was straight and he wanted me to mentor him. And I started mentoring him. And then what happened is he started mentoring me.
Aww.
And that's really the truth is that, when you're around people that are younger, you sort of reinvigorate when you feel like it's over because you have no one in your life and you're alone and you're sad.
It just makes me feel older and more decrepit. But I'm glad it's worked out for you.
Now, yeah, you haven't Jason, paid it forward, Stephanie.
How the fuck would I do that? What's in it for me, Chris?
Isn't there some little lesbian girl you can help out somewhere? Maybe
not unless she's got something for me. Listen.
Girl Scout cookies? Or I love Girl Scout cookies.
Okay, some Thin Mints.
Yeah.
So
Milano's are Pepperidge Farm. They're not
whatever.
Girl Scout.
She can figure it out.
She can go down to Pepperidge Farm and buy
some. She can also be my assistant.
So we go ask the Keebler Elves.
Yeah.
You want to know where you can... You were going to ask me where you can find the episode? Where you can find it?
No, yes, where? I wasn't going to, but I will ask you that now, Jason Stewart.
Go to jasonstewart.com, S-T-U-A-R-T. Hit on the word mentor and you subscribe there for $2.99. You can see the whole series plus other series.
Awesome.
Featuring now, different gay people.
You were bullied as a kid. We've talked about our bullying stories. Carol Fisher beat me up and pushed me through the bushes at the Y. Yep. Roman Gomez told you.
Roman Gomez during silent reading period looked over at me and said, "You're fat."
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Langston Ziegfeld socked me in the face on the way from PE to science class.
Langford Ziegman?
No, Langford Ziegfeld. It was this really Langford hot black Ziegfeld? Guy.
Well,
he was so sexy.
Kicking the balls just for that name.
Yeah.
I just watched him shower. I don't know how many times. I think that's what it was. It's when I brought seats in front of him, you know. And then, yeah, that was wrong. No, but I just loved him, even though he hit me. And I used to do his artwork and everything in class, and I thought he liked me. And he ruined my Elton John glasses. I had these really cool Elton John glasses. They were orange and then they turned brown.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh dear.
I had big billowy shirts and layered hair parted down the middle.
Now, you and Chris have a lot in common. We're going to need to leave you alone in the room here.
I'm hoping.
But you had an eating disorder as well. He had to shop in the Husky section.
When I was a kid.
Oh.
At Sears.
I was a big, I for years, I'm, and now I'm fatter than I've ever been. I'm so fat right now.
I think you beat the schmoo.
Really? What does that mean? I'm a bitch? What did you call
me? No, Beuteschmal. It's my friends call me Beuteschmal.
Yeah, is that German? Is that a Jew thing?
No. what?
I heard him say, "I hate Jews." Did you hear it?
yeah, what I was saying is, "I hate you." What? No.
My father always used to say that to me. They say it because they hate the Jews. That's why. Everything.
Oh, no, actually, my Jew friend, Rob, always pets me and says, "Beuteschmal, you are Beuteschmal," and that puts me to sleep.
Oh, really?
Your Jew friend? Is that what you call him?
Everyone has one.
I have a lot.
And I have straight friends. Pets. I really do. I have two that clean my house. They're nice people. One of them stole something we're not going to say.
Oh, no.
I've done a lot of work with people with eating disorders. Yes.
Yeah. You had just a body dysmorphia thing?
I had a terrible eating disorder when I was a kid. Yeah. And I was bulimic. You really want to talk about this?
Yes.
Until I was 30. Yeah. Basically, it was really, really difficult. It's a big thing with the girls and gay guys. Honestly, it really is because there's.
Did you have manorexia?
Oh yeah. No. Well, that means that I would have been really, really thin, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't. It depends, right?
No, but I was always eating and thrown up.
That's bulimia.
I still want to do it, but I don't.
You've not thrown up this entire podcast, and I appreciate that, because I've said a lot of disgusting things.
It was the vagina, and you actually took me back to a place.
I kept saying vagina over and over, and you're like...
You said it like, even with, like you were torturing me.
Even with the yeast infection story.
Oh, yeah, that was really bad.
Right.
I felt like...
You've almost made Jim gay, which is very hard, because he's so, like, 17 degrees of straight.
But Jim, are you here?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, Jim's fine. Jim's fine. Jim is still...
Danny's not here, Mrs. Torrance.
Who's that?
That was The Shining.
Oh yeah, I love that film.
Wendy,
here's your new boyfriend.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Oh my God, who's that?
Well,
I don't
the
like
headline
him that much.
Is
I have
who,
to say you're much more attractive.
Oh, thank you.
Who gives Jim? He how is. Much longer before I get to suck your dick?
Okay. You tell me.
I think Janice is
you know
right
what?
Now.
It
so
takes
upset.
A while to get for Jim to get it out. It's like speaking of firemen. It's like a fire hose.
Right.
It takes Jim a long time. It comes in sections. It's very complicated.
I have to tuck it into my sock.
Right. You know, there was a couple of times I was close, Chris, and it was like, oh, Jim, how much longer is this going to take to get it off?
If he had that comfortable ball underwear, this wouldn't happen.
Right?
The comfy balls.
I gotta go.
Where's that pump?
I would have if it had taken less than 20 minutes to get it out. Right? I'm like, oh, my God. Is there scaffolding? Oh, Jim, Jesus. Okay. My point is, Jason, who gives a shit if this hot firefighter is a former gay porn star?
Oh,
please. Daily News ran a story. This is a firefighter?
Yeah.
He's
a New York City firefighter.
He starred in at least 10 gay
porn films.
Flicks. Right.
But he's a flamer either way.
You see what he did? Because he's a... All right. He left porn for a stable career as an EMT in FDNY in 2012.
For him.
The FDNY said the legal department is aware of his work history.
Yeah.
I mean, so what?
Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit?
I really have to say something about that.
Because that's like every woman's fantasy, even gay women like me, trust me.
Why is it
after 9/11, I had a lot of America Strikes Back sex. I was like, I'm sorry about your friends. Hey, now, fuck me.
Why is it even considered that he wouldn't have a job if he had a career in porn before being a firefighter?
I don't know.
What does it have to do as long as he's
as long as he's good at his firefighting job?
The house is on fire. Help me. Oh my God. He did.
Well,
don't you touch me. I'll burn to death.
Remember last year when I had the flu and the EMTs came to get me?
No, yeah. That was a porn.
They were fucking hot.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh God, you're hot.
Was it a girl?
No, they were guys.
Oh.
Well, listen, I'm a little...
When it comes to firefighters, she's a little bi.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I mean, Alexander Paul, when we did a scene in my acting class from, what was it, from The Postman Always Being Twice, I touched her, I licked her, I pushed her up against the wall. I was a man. We talk about that often.
I think it's
interesting, though. There are women that you fall in love with, and you fall so in love with somebody as a person. I can see that if we weren't all brainwashed to what we, the body parts we like, or however that goes down, that... You could do that. I could see that.
Is there any chance for a three-way with you and me and Alexander Paul from Baywatch?
Yes.
What are the chances of start... And Jim, could Jim come?
I could see you with her husband, maybe.
Ron Paul?
No.
No, Ian Murray.
Oh, yeah.
Ian Murray.
Very nice guy.
No. That just was, you know what? That was an erection killer for Jim and I. Sorry.
He's really hot.
Oh, well, all right. Now Jim and I are interested again.
Well, maybe something's about Chris for just a minute. You don't care about Chris. You Jim.
Listen, geez, this is all about me right now. About you and me and Mentor. Mentor, your new show.
It is. It's a great show. It's so fun. I can't believe I actually did this. I swear to God. It seems so crazy. 2 years ago, we had this idea, and then we started writing it, and now it's on a thing called Gay Direct, which is owned by Out TV in Canada and Wolf Home Releasing.
It's Out TV in Canada. What's that about, eh?
I don't know what it's about. But thank you for saying that. It helped me a lot.
Yeah.
And they have this new channel on YouTube called Gay Direct.
Oh, well, cool. The main thing we don't go to Gay Direct if you go right to porn. Jason Stewart and I are both screamers during sex, which I think is important. I think it's important to express.
He said he's
yourself.
A growler.
Yeah. I've had somebody say to me in my own apartment, "Hey, you're too loud."
In your own apartment?
Yeah, and I said, "It's my apartment. I can do whatever
Jim,
I want."
Jim, don't you think it's hot? If you know someone's expressing appreciation, isn't it like a kind of like a rock star cheer? Isn't it like, "Oh, Jim." Oh, fuck me, Jim. Right? Isn't it like that? Just like...
Yes, sure.
Or daddy.
Whatever you say.
I say quiet.
What?
Didn't he say daddy? Yeah.
Oh, daddy.
Janice calls him daddy.
Is it Chris's job
to be on the internet the whole time that I'm here? I'm just feeling a little, you know...
Jim? What? Is it Jim's job to be on the internet or my job?
Your name is Jim, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, just to make sure, because...
Just seeing
I've been to places where I've been given something the wrong name, and then people have just looked at me the whole time. They didn't want to tell me.
You have the wrong name when you're really loud during sex, Jason Stewart. Really? That is disgusting.
Are we about sex again? Oh, God. I've never talked this much about sex with a lesbian before.
Give it to me, Adolf.
What?
Is that from Schindler's List?
Oh,
well,
my God.
You know what? There is, like, that woman. There's, a level of, like, volume that's really, like, you know, great and congratulatory. Like, wow, I'm great. And then there's a little, like, oh, fuck, that's, what's wrong? Are you having a, Jesus Christ.
I watch straight porn sometimes because you like to see some of the guys. Do you ever do that?
Every once in a while.
Yeah, and you watch it, and the girls are so loud. It's like this little noise, and I think, oh, God, how do you shut the girl off?
That is why you're a big homo, Jason Stewart.
I'm a man.
Because you would want her to yell louder.
No,
my
name
is Talky Tina. Oh, oh.
Yeah, they just talk too much. And it seems fake. Guys don't seem fake.
Well.
Like, let's talk about it right after.
Porn.
Let's talk about how hard you made me come and how loud I yell right now. What are your feelings about how loud I just yell? What do you think?
We have sex.
Why are you being so distant, you fucker bastard?
We don't have these conversations. We get shit done. We're not sitting around the house having meetings and stuff. Oh, we need to talk tonight, honey. Honey, we need to talk.
Oh, listen, you just see two girls. Oh. What do you think about what's happening? What do I think? What do you think? I don't know.
It's just see feelings.
That'd be way too many feelings.
Because you're a little bit like a gay guy. You are.
Really?
You are. I can see you with another woman going, honey, just shut up for a second.
The apartment I moved into with my ex-wife, there was a gay couple next door. And
Janice, you were divorced?
What?
No. His wife before Janice.
Previous wife.
How many wives have you had?
Just the second one. Sorry. Shush.
But I thought the guy was being murdered. We actually had to call the cops.
Oh, my God.
They were getting really, I mean, I heard things breaking and screaming.
Oh, I love that.
And the cops came to the door and said, is that a homosexual relationship? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yes, it is. They're having better sex than us. Just sling.
You broke from the ceiling.
I knew some guys that used to buy these cheap plates.
Yeah.
And they just so they could break plates in their kitchen while they had sex.
Wow.
No fucking way. Really?
That's kind of awesome.
That's like Virginia Woolf.
Yeah. Not
the good China. That was Nathan Lane?
That's awesome.
Wow, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm gonna do that. I'm going to break away plates and break away clothing. I'm like, fucking whore. Ching, ching, ching. Yeah, that's awesome. Right? That's awesome. Oh, my God. Look at you, whore. You broke our good China. You broke the good China, whore.
Oh, that's not China. That's worse than that.
That's
somebody.
That's like an entire credenza.
As long as you don't break her vagina.
Yeah.
That's like somebody taking a crushing ball right through your dining room.
All right, we gotta go because we're drunk and this is filthy. I love you, Jason Stewart.
Oh, thank you
for having
me.
How can we follow
on.
You in a creepy way?
JasonStewart.com, STUART. All my social media is there. Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you for being had in such a dirty whore little way.
I had no idea how
horrid.
I'm gonna
break the credenza over you. I really do. I'm gonna break the credenza and suck Jim Ward's dick. You've been a bad, bad influence.
My mother, my sister, my mother, my sister. I'm paid down when I'm in Chinatown. No wire hangers.